Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things powered by Lloyd's Electric Service. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam. Cody?
Doing pretty well, John. Good to be here. It's good to be anywhere on November 19th, Tuesday, 2019. I hope that you're doing well today. I trust that you are.
I'm all right. No complaints. Other than like having to spend like $300 on my dog to get shots. That kind of sucked.
When did you spend all that money?
I don't know. Girlfriend's been saying I need to take the dog to get shots, so she went and dropped him off, and I guess it's going to be like $250, $260 getting some shots.
That's a lot. Do you not have dog insurance?
No, I don't have dog insurance.
Can you get that?
Yeah, you can.
Like your
I don't know if it covers the shots and stuff. It covers like if it covers, I think, if it gets hurt or something. But
I would think if you get dog insurance, it should lower your month, like your vet bills a little bit. It should be like a regular, like a hospital for a regular person. Shouldn't it? If you have health insurance,
yeah, I don't
you should
know.
Be able to have health insurance for your dog.
You can, but I don't know what it covers.
How much money do you think you've spent on Frank in his entire life?
His entire life?
Since you've had him, or since he was born.
I mean, just, what, dog food's $40 a bag. You probably eat a bag of dog food at least once every 3 months, I would say. I'm trying to think if that's accurate. We'll just call it once every 4 months. So let's say there's $120 times 10. So there's, $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Checkups, shots. I mean, I've spent probably $3,000, I would say.
Total, not probably much. $3,000.
Yeah, maybe more. Maybe like $5,000. Isn't that much when you think about 10 years, though? I don't know.
It seems like a lot. I don't know. I'm just wondering, because you have some people that, you know, they treat their dogs like they are their kid. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And some dogs, I think, are definitely.
Imagine I would have spent more than $5,000 on a kid over the last 10 years.
Well, sure. But, I mean, I think some dogs are worth it. Like, Frank obviously is worth it. But then there are these other dogs. You know how some people keep their dogs? They're just outside. And they just never. Those dogs never need anything. They never go to the vet. They never do anything. Nobody spends any money on those dogs except for food.
Yeah.
Those dogs get by okay, it seems like. I would like to see the lifespan of, you know, like poor dogs versus dogs that go to the vet.
Okay.
Free roaming dogs, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's more or less. It's just something I was thinking about.
Okay.
So you're doing all right today, huh?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. That's good.
Was a little bit of a disappointing Monday night game. I felt early on you could tell, like, this game's going to be sloppy. The field turf was awful. I don't know why they keep trying to make that Mexico game happen. They can't get the field turf right. And you saw Tyreek Hill get hurt. I don't think it was from the turf. It was just his hamstring, right? I mean, it's just from him being really fast and running, and every now and then something in the leg goes wrong. So I don't think anything happened there. But in the first half, man, a lot of people slipping and sliding. Chiefs kind of stuck in the mud. They eventually got going a little bit. But then, by the end of the game, because Tom is a flat circle, and Phillip Rivers is, I forgot his name. Who's the guy who has to push the rock up the hill constantly?
Do what now?
In mythology.
Herm.
No, it's not Hermes.
The guy who has to push, is it Greek mythology?
Yeah.
He's always pushing a rock up a hill?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
Sisyphus. Is that how you say his name?
Sisyphus?
Sisyphus.
Why does he always got to do that?
That's what Zeus made him do as punishment.
It sounds awful.
He just has to constantly push this boulder up a steep hill. That's his eternal damnation. Just as Philip Rivers is going to be stuck trying to score in a one-possession game with 2 minutes left.
God, he was awful.
Every game ends up the same way, where Philip Rivers has the ball, down one score, can he drive and win the game? And every time, Philip Rivers fails.
Just completely, just terrible.
I guess I shouldn't say every time, but more than anyone else. I believe he has 77 failed fourth quarter comebacks. The Chargers, in general, are just doomed to keep playing one-possession games and losing them. Since 2015, they've lost 31 of them, the most in the NFL. All they do is lose close games. Phillip Rivers got the ball, 2 minutes left. Got the boulder in front of him. Time to push it up the hill. Nope. Failed. He even got a big help by the refs. Like, I am so tired of listening to Booger McFarland. I'm so tired of it. He's so bad at his job. And Joe Tessitore is being brought down by Booger McFarland. Because I don't even find Joe Tessitore to be acceptable at this point. And I love Joe Tessitore. But I don't know how it took. Did either one of you guys watch the game last night? Were you guys watching at the end?
Yeah, I didn't listen. When Booger's on there, though, I mute it.
Okay.
So we were listening to music.
Cam, are you listening? Were you in tune with the announcing? Shaking his head, yes. Way to honor the rule of not speaking in the first segment. Good job by you, Cam. The play to Mike Williams on the sideline. 50 yards down, boom, bomb, got them lined up with a chance to win. It stopped the clock for no reason, and the announcers just never mentioned it. They had to have a rules expert eventually chime in and be like, hey, guys, I don't know why this clock has stopped. Because, I mean, it was a 50-yard bomb down the field, and he gets his elbow down, but he gets touched, and he's obviously in bounds because he caught the ball, and the ref decides to stop the clock, which is fine because, you know, I was rooting for a good finish, a good game. I was glad to see the Chargers have time to throw the ball into the end zone, whereas, you know, with 50 seconds left, and, you know, I guess it was 40-something by the time the ball got caught, they would have only had like 15 seconds by the time old-ass Philip Rivers ran 50 yards down the field to spike the ball. But Booger McFarland is just completely clueless as to, hey, wait, this clock should be running. And then Philip Rivers throws an interception, just, you know, throwing a jump ball to his little short running back, Austin Eckler. I don't know what he's doing. I feel like Philip Rivers is washed. That whole class of 04, it's time for all of them to leave. Big Ben, washed. Philip Rivers, washed. Eli, washed. Just right off into the sunset together this offseason, boys.
I've gone back to not liking Philip Rivers. Last night he was doing a lot of the whining stuff.
It's really just because Philip Rivers isn't good anymore, so you've traded him in like you do.
No, he's a crybaby.
Last year they were 12-4, and you bought into him.
I forgot about how much he whines and bitches on the field.
Seems a lot worse than they are 4-7, huh?
He's always got that face. No, I was not riding with them last year. You remember I told you last year they were going to get beat by the.
But then you got on the board by the end of the season. By the end of the season, you'd
no,
become
I
a
didn't
because
we had. I'm pretty sure we had a bet that was. You said they were going to beat the Patriots, and I was like, "You're insane." Pretty sure.
You started liking Philip Rivers. I don't know why you started liking him.
No.
Something in the off season.
Something
that made
in
you like
the
him?
Off season. Something in the off season. I decided I was going to buy into the Chargers.
Was it your like anti Mahomes stance? I think maybe.
It might have been that.
Yeah,
might have been that. That might be what it was. Okay. I was not with him last year when they were good, though. I promise.
You're with them when you thought they were going to get picked to go to the Super Bowl by people.
I thought maybe they would contend against the Chiefs in that division, which really is not a bad pick because the Chiefs are not that good. I mean, but you know who would have thought it was going to be the Raiders actually? So.
Well, the Chargers are 4-7 and they stink, so it was kind of a bad pick.
But the Chiefs are not good either. I mean, they're not. I mean, they're fine.
Chiefs
they're,
are still pretty good.
They're nothing special. They're nothing special at all. But anyway, Philip Rivers, he was doing so much whining last night. Back to that, he just has that ugly look on his face. He's so ugly when he's mad. You know what I mean? when he's complaining to the officials. He's always got that sour, just crybaby look on his face.
He does have the crybaby look.
And you can tell, back when he played sports in like middle school, he was the kid that cried. Philip Rivers, without a doubt, was the kid that cried, whose mom had to come in and, you know, talk to the coach and ask, why is he upset? Why is he not playing like he should? And he was, you know, Philip Rivers was that kid. And now he has created 12 more of those that are going to be just like him. And really, that's what's wrong with society. So I am back to being anti-Philip Rivers.
Okay.
Too much whining last night.
I don't know if anybody's still on board with Philip Rivers. I don't think anyone is defending him at this point. I think everyone is ready to for him to hang it up or at least get out of San Diego / Los Angeles. They're still San Diego to me, damn it.
Is he worse than Booger McFarland?
No.
Who is worse at their job right now?
Booger.
You think?
He's awful.
Philip Rivers threw like
it doesn't matter.
17 picks last night.
He threw some completions too, and not one thing Booger said connected.
Hell, that's true.
Booger thinks he is. Booger thinks he can do the Tony Romo thing, and it's so funny. Hey, watch out for the screen here. I got a good chuckle in the first half as Booger's like, here comes a screen pass. You know Andy Reid loves screens. Boom, Patrick Mahomes throws the ball 60 yards down the field.
You know, Tess, games in this league are won more than they're lost more than they're won. I'm trying to do a Booger. I can't do a Booger. Games in this league are lost more than they're won.
You know, that was the one that had Devontae Adams calling out on Twitter. That one actually makes sense to me. Like, I know that, like, it's going to be 50-50, like, you win as much as you lose type of thing, like, because every team plays the same amount of games, and if someone wins, someone has to lose. But I didn't have a problem with that quote. Because, like, I do feel like teams do dumb things and lose games, I think is what he was going for, right? Like, it's not so much like teams come out and, like, snatch the victory. It's more like teams come out and try to hand the team the game. And I feel like both the Chargers and the Chiefs were doing that last night. So I didn't have a huge problem with that quote on his list of dumb things.
That's a funny quote, though, when you just put it into words.
Yeah. And like I said, that was one that got Devontae Adams and Stephon Diggs making fun of him on the internet.
Stephon Diggs was like, maybe I should just said he should comment games.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'd all welcome that pretty easily. It's just crazy to me because Monday Night Football should be above that. Like, I feel like Monday Night Football should have the cream of the crop. You would think. As many people at, that work at ESPN, you would think they'd be able to find somebody better.
That's a 5-yard run there. That was another quote from Booger.
he's just
that's a 5-yard run.
He's dumb, man, and like he's dumb at calling football.
That's slightly better than a 4-yard run, but I'm sure he would have loved to have a 6-yard run.
I don't think he actually said that.
No, he
think
didn't.
That was
he didn't.
Fun of him.
It's funny though.
It sounds like something he would say. I correct me if I'm wrong, but he was a college guy, right? Like he was a college guy that they all of a sudden threw in here. Last year.
That's what I'm wondering. How did he get that job? How
I think
do you
he was
just
supposed to be the charismatic guy on the sideline and like let Jason Witten be that guy?
And
then
Jason
kinda,
Witten was so bad.
And he was kind of supposed to be the like the charismatic guy doing the interviews and doing Booger's cart and like being down there doing things. And then Jason Witten was so bad that they scrambled and then put Booger in the box too. And then Jason Witten was so bad, he's like, you know what? I'm going back to getting more CTE. Let me go out here and catch these 6-yard passes for Dak.
I'd rather get more CTE than work with you, Booger.
Yeah, let me go out here and catch these 5-yard passes. Good luck, guys. I'm out of here. I'm not doing this another second. And then ESPN was like, you know what? Let's just ride out this next year and let's make another run at Peyton or somebody big time. Tony Romo's a free agent. Let's try to get this fixed.
One guy said, my favorite is when he wants to describe a player that is good, but he can't think of anything to say, so he just says, he's been doing this for a while now.
Between that and him telling us repeatedly that Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the game, I don't think Booger has a lot of adjectives to describe people. He's been doing this for a long time, and he's the best in the game.
And he calls himself Booger.
That also cannot be looked over.
How can you ever be an actual commentator taken seriously? Your name's Booger.
That's also important to point out. He is a grown man that goes by Booger. That cannot be overstated. Good point by you.
You just can't. You can't be that.
You can't.
Go by your first name. What's his first name?
I don't know.
He's got a different first name. Anthony. Anthony McFarland.
Okay.
Go by Anthony McFarland.
Tony.
Get your fingers
go by
fixed.
Tony.
Huh?
Just go by Tony. Tony McFarland.
Tony McFarland.
It's a solid name.
All right, go by Tony McFarland. Anthony sounds
more
professional.
He doesn't look like a Tony.
Anthony sounds.
Well, I know, but he obviously doesn't care about being professional. He's going by Booger.
I know, but
I'm
saying
Tony's
a
step up. If he wants to be casual, cool, and like, hey, I don't want to be the professional button up, like, graduate from Booger to Tony. You're Tony McFarland.
Get the fingers fixed. Every time they show the side by side of him and Tess, Booger's got his hands up here, and it's like, ugh. What is going on with that hand? Think he should get the hand fixed.
I hate that, like, this is where I want to go, but, like, man, he was driving me crazy last night. And, man, like, the game was a little boring. The Chargers stink, and they got a lot of talent, and they're going to find themselves, you know, missing the playoffs again. And the Chiefs are, you know, the Chiefs did pretty good on defense, all things considered. Now, I think a lot of it's because the Chargers stink so much, but, you know, Melvin Gordon, only 69 yards rushing. Which leads to me to question, like, what are the Chargers doing? Why is Phillip Rivers throwing the ball 52 times? Why is Melvin Gordon only getting 14 carries when the Chiefs can't stop the run? Like, did they not watch the film of what Derrick Henry did to them? Did they not see that? Either way, though, let's put a bow on Week 11 with our NFL Power Rankings / MySpace Top 8. It's coming at you next.
Come on.
Talk Sports is powered by Lloyd's Electric Service this football season. Don't let your lights get knocked out. Do the smart thing and call Lloyd's Electric Service and pick you up a Generac automatic standby generator. Lloyd's and their LES Facility Service Division provides complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. With great financing options available, owning a home generator has never been more affordable. LloydsElectricService.com, your business, our priority. Cam, I believe you had some board bet updates from last night.
I do. Well, back on 11-4, I think that was when the Chargers were coming off a win against the Packers. We gave Cody 3-1 odds, but he said the Chargers would make the playoffs.
Okay. So last night, not the death blow, but it's good. It's good. I need a couple wins, so it's good to see that Cody, for some reason, was really high on the Chargers.
You do a lot of talking for a guy that's lost his last 5 board bets.
I just said I need some board bet wins. I literally just referenced that. What are you talking about?
Just doing a lot of talking.
I literally said I need some wins. That was me acknowledging that you have a lead right now.
Uh-huh.
Why are you being so defensive?
Because
you flipped
it around.
4-6 Chargers.
You flipped it around on me. You want to make sure and point out that I said the Chargers are going to make the playoffs.
Cam brought it up during the break. It was an update we needed to have happen.
Mm-hmm. Does it really need to happen until the Chargers don't make the playoffs?
They're 4-7.
Does it have to be updated now?
We update after every game, it feels like.
They're 4-7. They can finish 9-7. The AFC's not very good.
They could finish 9-7 and maybe still miss the playoffs because their tiebreaker implications can't be good.
The AFC wildcard race
is pathetic.
Lost
to the Steelers and the Titans.
Can the Falcons move to the AFC, please?
That would be nice for the Falcons. That wild card race is pathetic.
Chill out, Cam. I remember the Titans dominating the Falcons. Shut up.
It is pathetic. Like the NFC wild card race, we all look and we're like, oh, yes, some decent teams there. But the AFC wild card race is just, it's sad. We got a bunch of like 4-6 teams just duking it out for who matters least, really. It's horrible.
I'm going to defend it a little bit because all the teams have been kind of banged up. I don't find the AFC as repulsive as you do, because maybe it's just because I root for an AFC team. But I think there'll be intrigue there. But the Browns, I guess, have an outside shot. But like the Titans, the Raiders, the Texans, the Colts, the Bills, like those teams are at least somewhat interesting to me.
Not really. The fact that those teams are the ones fighting for the AFC wildcard, that should tell you everything. The Bills are not good, but their record's good because the AFC's horrible.
There's just a lot of poor teams in the NFC. So
the Titans have a legitimate shot to make the playoffs, and we have seen them. They are not good. They're better with Tannehill.
The Titans are okay with Tannehill. You're not going to come put down the Titans.
They're
the
better
Titans
with Tannehill. But, I mean, they've just – they're gross to watch.
I like watching them.
The Texans?
I like watching them when they run the right plays. Whenever they hand the ball off to Henry, I like watching Henry get to the outside. I've liked watching them with Tannehill.
The Texans just got obliterated by the Ravens. That they should be not even qualified to be in the wild card race after that game against the Ravens. You lost 41-7. And then don't get me started on the Colts with their whole backup quarterback situation. Adam Vinatieri can't make an extra point. They're horrible to watch.
They're exciting to watch. They play a lot of close games.
I mean, that AFC wild card is just no thanks. I feel really good about what I said yesterday, Ravens, Patriots, and then the field.
That's fine. I think right now you have every reason to feel good about it.
Even Kansas City, who's supposed to be the best team, they're not.
I don't know why you're so down on them.
Special. They're nothing special.
Like, I get it. You don't like Patrick Mahomes, but like.
That's not even that. They're just nothing special.
I still think they're pretty good when healthy.
They had lost four of their last six before this.
You're getting ready to come on here and talk about how much you love the Vikings, and the Chiefs beat the Vikings just a couple weeks ago with the backup quarterback.
That was in Arrowhead.
That's fine.
Vikings had to go on the road. Home field advantage means a lot in football. And even, I mean, that's a tough environment to go in and win a game.
Okay. Cam, hit the music. Let's do our MySpace top 8 / NFL power rankings.
Rankings. Go, go, power. Rankings. Go, go, power. Rankings. I need more than power. Rankings. Rankings.
All right, Cody, kick us off with your MySpace top 8 NFL week 11 edition.
All right, well, this week I moved the Texans out after their horrible performance against the Baltimore Ravens, so they're out. And I'd like to welcome in the LA Rams at number 8.
Okay.
After defeating the Bears, there's a bunch of 4-loss teams out there. You got the Rams, you got the Cowboys, you got the Raiders, the Colts. I've just told you only moments ago how I'm down on the rest of the AFC outside of the Ravens and Patriots, right? So it's between the Rams and the Cowboys. I like the Rams better. They got to get their playmakers back. Yeah, the Cowboys have a better quarterback, but the Rams have a better coach. And I know he's been figured out a little bit, but I think we still agree Sean McVay's smarter than Jason Garrett when it comes to offense.
So early look ahead to week 12, Ravens go to the Rams.
Yes. Big game. Number 1 versus number 8.
You giving the Rams a shot?
I give the Rams a shot.
They're only 3-point dogs.
I give them a shot. I don't know that I'm prepared to pick the Rams to win, but I give them a shot.
They need to win.
And they're like we said yesterday, they're missing some playmakers too. So if the Rams can get some of those guys back, get Gurley worked into the offense better, I think the Rams, right now I'm putting them at number 8. Putting them ahead of the Cowboys, ahead of those other 4-loss teams. Number 7, I go with the New Orleans Saints out of the NFC. They had a little bounce back against the lowly Buccaneers. Jameis Winston threw 16 interceptions, and the Saints able to get a 34-17 win over the weekend. They stay in the same position for me, number 7, where I had them last week. Another team in the same position at number 6 is the Vikings. My rankings didn't change a whole lot. The Vikings at number 6, keep them ahead of the Saints and the Rams. Yes, they got down 20-0 to Denver, but they came back and won, and I thought that was impressive. Their second half. That's the thing about being down 20. If you come back and win, that's what everybody remembers, how fresh your second half was, how good you were in the second half.
Yeah.
So keep them at 6. 49ers, keep them at 5. They kept rolling against the Cardinals. Number 4, the Green Bay Packers. They were off this week, so I keep them. Exact same position. And here's where I shifted things a little. This is where we had a little change up. I dropped
Hold on. Everyone get ready. This is where Cody shifted his MySpace top 8. Brace yourselves.
Right.
Here we go.
Are
you buckled up? If not, your car's dinging. Put your seatbelt on. If you're sitting at your office, turn the volume down a little bit. Just a little bit. because you don't want this to resonate throughout the entire office. They might not be ready. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a shakeup in my top three. I'm going to go ahead and warn you now. I have a new best friend. Last week I had Patriots 1, Seahawks 2, Ravens 3. This week I dropped the Seahawks to 3. So the Seahawks fall from number 2 to number 3 in my power rankings. And you might be asking yourself, why would you drop the Seahawks? Yeah. The Seahawks didn't do anything that deserved being dropped.
Didn't even play.
They didn't even have a game.
They were getting healthy.
Yeah. You know who else I dropped? I dropped the Patriots from number 1 to number 2.
Whoa.
The Patriots number 2.
You've thrown him over to the side.
I've thrown him to number 2.
You have found a 32. New horse to ride, and it's going to be Lamar Jackson.
Hey, well, hang on. You don't know if they'll be number 1
yet. You already said they were number 1 because you said the Rams and Ravens were the battle of 1 and 8.
Yep, that is what I said. You're right about that. So, yep, well, that I guess cat's out of the bag. I got the Baltimore Ravens as my number 1 team in the NFL. Right now, today, Lamar Jackson, last 3 weeks, he's beaten Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. He's beaten Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. He's beaten
Deshaun Watson,
mm-hmm. who's not as good as the two before that. But over the last month, he's beaten those three quarterbacks. He's balling. They're playing tough. They run well. They're playing good defense. Harbaugh's a good coach. Ravens, my number one right now.
I struggle with my list this week. I struggle with my top five. I don't know what to really take into account at this point. Do I look at who's playing the best football right now? Who's played the best football all year? Injuries, upcoming schedule. Do I take that into account because I don't want to look foolish if I pick a team to be number one and then they turn around and lose this week? I don't know what to take into account, but I think I'm just going to go with who I don't want to play right now. And number five would be the Atlanta Falcons. No, just kidding, Cam. Just kidding.
Whipped my heart away.
Number five, I keep the Minnesota Vikings there. They had a terrible first half. They had a great second half. Kirk Cousins probably going to finish top five in MVP voting. He's been really good.
Baller.
The Vikings should get Adam Thielen back soon and get their offense back at full strength. They are going to be tough to beat at home. The question is, can they get at home? Can they get home? When it comes to the playoffs, they're a half game back of the Packers. However, they do have the second meeting against the Packers in Minnesota. If they win that game, they might be able to win the division. Packers' schedule is a little bit tougher down the stretch, so they should drop the game in the loss column that they're ahead, which means that game at Minnesota might decide the division. If the Vikings can win that division, they might get the 2 seed. If they get the 2 seed, I think they might have a really good shot of making the Super Bowl, which is crazy. But the Vikings have my full attention right now at number five. They have good skill players, and their quarterback's playing good. I just can't fully shake my concerns about him. I'm going to keep saying that as they win a championship. I'll be just like the people talking about Lamar Jackson not being able to throw the ball or Lamar Jackson not being able to hold up as he holds up a Super Bowl MVP trophy. That'll be me saying, I don't know about Kirk Cousins, man. This is eventually going to fall apart for him, right?
Wouldn't it be kind of cool if Kirk Cousins won a Super Bowl?
No. I would not like that.
No? Just because you've been so anti-Kirk?
Kirk's been good. My takes, I feel like we're right at the time. They are a little outdated, though. I was really tough the last 2 years, really, as everyone kind of praised them. I was really tough on Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins, but I'm willing to say both those guys are playing like top five quarterbacks right now.
Did you say Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I was tough on Dak the last 2 years because I thought in 2016 if they went back to Romo, they would have won a Super Bowl. I thought, you know, whenever Dak kind of leveled off, it was time to go back to Romo in the playoffs, and I think Romo would have won the Super Bowl that year.
Do you maintain that now?
That they would have won 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think Dak was this good in 2016.
He's gotten better.
I think Dak's gotten better, and I don't want to keep being stuck in the mud saying he's not good whenever he has gotten better. Same as Kirk Cousins. Both those guys have improved.
Will you change your mind again if you see him at a Mississippi State women's basketball game?
I'll be a little worried about him being a leader, but he's been staying out of the gym right now and focused on getting paid. And he's going to get paid, and shout out to him. He bet on himself, and, you know, that takes stones. And it looks at this point like he made the right bet because I think he's going to get that $40 million a year salary. He should. He's a top five quarterback right now. At least playing like a top five quarterback, right?
Yes.
I think Kirk Cousins is right there too. So I was tough on those guys the last couple of years, but I'll give credit where it's due. Both those guys are balling right now, and both, I think Dak's firmly in the top five. I think Kirk, I still worry about him when he faces pressure. Just in his face, when he gets blitzed, when he gets when his offensive line gives up some pressure, I still worry about him a little bit, but he's playing really good football. Vikings at number four. Vikings at number five. At number four, I have the Seattle Seahawks. They didn't play. They kept their position. No reason to drop them. They go to Philadelphia this week. Philadelphia is favored by 1.5, which I guess isn't surprising because it might be the Eagles' season in a sense. Maybe. I don't know. They need to win.
Yeah, they got a little Philadelphia freedom going on, though, because they have nothing to lose.
Yeah, so. And maybe they don't even have to win this game because, I mean, assume the Patriots beat the Cowboys at home and they'll still only be a game behind, so maybe they don't even have to win this game. I don't know. The Seahawks will have a big test. Number three, Patriots. I just can't get over that offense not being good enough. I still think they're a top three team, and when it comes to the playoffs, if they're at home, they'll probably still be everybody's pick to win the AFC.
Remember yesterday, Tom Brady said they're working to improve it.
They need to. I do question on whether or not they'll be at home, though, for the playoffs. Because they only have a game lead over the Ravens, and the Ravens on the tiebreaker. So, Patriots, if they slip up, might go on the road. And at that point, that might also mean, although what's probably going to happen, I'm going to go ahead and lay out what's going to happen for you. The Ravens are going to get the one seed.
Oh, here we go again.
Patriots are going to get the two seed.
Oh, here we go again.
Three seed will probably be the I guess this is where it kind of falls apart because I don't know if the AFC South can get a three seed.
You're on track to say the Chiefs are going to beat the Ravens as a four seed,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, that's what even as a
which would get New England back to the Super Bowl
and would get New England back to home field advantage in the AFC Championship game. I do feel like that's going to happen.
But
I don't know if the Chiefs can get to the four seed because the AFC South is just so injured right now. I don't know if the Texans or the Colts could get ahead of the Chiefs or stay ahead of the Chiefs. Although they both beat them head-to-head.
The Texans.
All three AFC South teams that can make the playoffs, the Titans, Texans, and the Colts, all have the tiebreaker over the Chiefs for that 3-4 seed because they all beat them head-to-head.
That's the thing about the Chiefs. They should be last in the AFC South, and we're talking about them like they're going to get to the Super Bowl.
They're not good.
They've lost to three AFC South teams.
The AFC South's good. The AFC South might get three playoff teams in.
Oh.
They might. If the Bills slip up, the AFC South might mess around and get three playoff teams in.
That's what you – everybody out there that doesn't think the Chiefs are good, that's what you say the next time somebody tries to tell you the Chiefs are good. They lost to every team in the AFC South besides the Jags.
There's no shame in that.
Titans are
tough at home. The Titans beat good teams. So much shame in that. Mahomes was banged up against the Colts and the Texans. I feel like he was still banged up, but Texans.
Yeah, that's the thing. They lost all those games with Mahomes too. Those weren't even the games they lost with.
While he was limping around, he could barely move against the Colts.
Yeah, but still,
he could barely move against the Colts.
Well, everybody tells me he's a superhero. So even Patrick Mahomes at 70% should have been good enough to beat the Colts, who also didn't have their quarterback.
Yeah, they did. Brissett was playing.
Andrew Luck, come on.
Brissett's been their quarterback all year.
Come on.
Colts fans think they're better off with Brissett.
Nobody says that. Many think they're better off without
Andrew Luck.
No Colts fans
They think Jacoby Brissett is a leader. He's got that Patriots DNA. He's a leader. So I can put the Patriots at number three. Just watch. They'll be the two seed, and they will find home field advantage in the AFC championship game. Just watch. Number two, 49ers. I'm not panicking about them because, A, they've only lost one game. B, they've been banged up. I think if they get healthy, they'll be fine. Although, we're going to learn a lot about the San Francisco 49ers over the next 6 weeks. They play four of the top six teams in the NFL over the next 4 weeks. They're going to get tested pretty tough starting this week, primetime against the Green Bay Packers. They need George Kittle back, though. He helps their run game so much. They need him back. Number one, I put the Baltimore Ravens there as well. There you have the number one offense when it comes to expected points added per play. They just exceed what they're supposed to be doing. They got freak athletes. Their wide receivers, I think, are pretty good. They're all kind of unnamed guys, but they all make plays. Their tight end is good. Lamar Jackson is good.
Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
That's the tight end.
I mean, they drafted Hayden Hurst in the first round a couple years ago, too. So, He's okay for a second guy.
They're all around. They look pretty complete right now.
Yeah.
If it weren't for having to deal with Belichick in the playoffs, they would be my favorite team right now. But I got them in the Patriots 1-2, and then I got 3-8 as NFC teams.
We'll look ahead to week 12 on the NFL schedule because I do think it's going to be a big week. Coming up, Stock Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. Some interesting TV data came out. Top five shows last week among women 18 to 49. Did you see this?
No.
Okay.
Women.
Women.
18 to 49.
Right in your wheelhouse. 18 all the way up to 49.
Yeah, that's pretty good range there.
That's your wheelhouse.
I would go higher than 49, but that's a good start.
Okay. These are the women you're after for the most part. Top five TV shows. Would you like to take a guess? Cam, have you seen these? Okay. Feel free to guess too.
What do women like?
What do women like?
What
watch
do women
on TV?
Watch on TV right now? Is there some big, Pretty Little Liars or Big Little Lies or something?
I don't think that's on anymore. That's not actually.
Aren't
watch the show.
Two different shows?
There's Pretty Little Liars and Big Little Lies, I think.
Okay, I get those.
Big
confused.
Little Lies on HBO.
So neither one of those are on there.
Pretty Little Liars is not on here. I think it finished a while ago, if I'm not mistaken. I think it finished while I was in school, maybe. Maybe that was Gossip
okay.
Girl.
All right, so it's been a while.
Does this include like Netflix shows?
No,
or
I think
just
this
TV just came. Well,
it doesn't.
This
isn't broken down into. There's no Netflix shows
here.
So
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. I don't think it's in season.
Oh, so it's not on there.
Uh-uh.
Oh, so this is.
I'm gonna guess American Horror Story.
American Horror Story.
I would have guessed that.
The
too.
Finale was this week.
Oh, yeah.
The finale was this last week. It's not on there. I did enjoy the finale, though. And
what the hell is on there?
My girlfriend enjoys watching American Horror Story. We watched it together. I enjoy watching it. This was a pretty good season. It was a 1984 kind of a slasher vibe to it. You got some Camp Crystal Lake vibes. It was cool. I enjoyed it enough.
Okay.
But it's not on there, no.
The Handmaid's Tale.
The Handmaid's Tale, great guess. I think that's on – is that on Amazon Prime? So I don't think that counts. Mm. It's not on here.
I'm running out of guesses.
The Good Place?
The Good Place. Great guess. That's also on our DVR. So you're lockstep with the women, Cam, it seems like.
Roseanne.
Not on there, though. And no, Roseanne's canceled. It's now the Conners.
Okay.
And I think once Roseanne went off, the women quit watching it. John Goodman doesn't have the sex appeal to get it done
so
anymore.
18 to 49.
Great guess on The Good Place, though.
I'm guessing this is mainly young women because they're going to be watching most of the TV.
No, I think women aged up to 49 still watch TV.
Is daytime TV still big with women? That's kind of an outdated idea.
Soap operas?
I know that's kind of an outdated thing.
Women don't stay at home now, bro. It's
right.
2019.
Exactly.
Women go and work.
Exactly. I know.
You sound like you were expecting women to be at home in the middle of the
day. No.
Soap operas might be big for the retired women crowd. That and like The Price is Right. Although,
Young and the
I'm
Restless.
Imagining that Drew Carey is not doing it for the women the same way Bob Barker used to. So I'm going to guess that the daytime television is taking a big hit because of that and because it's 2019.
And women work now. Women have jobs now.
Yeah.
Which is good. We've always supported that and hoped for that. They used to just stay at home.
Not by their choice, I don't think.
No, the men did all. They went out and worked, and they stayed home.
The women took care of the house and the family, which is a job too. Okay?
It's a very old school thing.
Yeah.
Well,
don't act like the men went out to work.
Some people still prefer
that.
Some still prefer that.
I would love if I could do the inverse of that.
Just be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Well, you're not a dad, but a stay-at-home.
I can get her pregnant eventually and negotiate my way into that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I already kind of had
they
that
call
luxury.
You Mr. Mom.
All I got to do is be here 3 hours, then I can go home. But, like, yeah, just take care of little snot-nosed kids or something.
I feel like that'd be awful. I'd rather be
anywhere. It would probably put me at my wit's end. You're probably right. But either way, keep going.
You'd just be standing there holding a baby, crying, watching Young and the Restless.
You're 0 for 6 right now. 0 for 8, maybe.
Is there something on HBO?
Nothing on HBO.
Is there still, like, those NCIS shows on?
I think the NCIS
women
shows
watch
are
those?
Still on.
I don't know. I know they like serial killers and stuff.
I don't know what women watch. I don't have a girlfriend. If I had a girlfriend, I might be able to guess some of these.
You live with Rick. No.
SmackDown or Raw on there?
No, no Raw or SmackDown.
Okay. That is a good point, though. I do live with Rick.
You guys are, what, 0-10 now? This is a pretty poor effort by you two.
I don't watch a Succession? Lot of cable TV.
That's on HBO.
That's not on anymore.
All right, so let's think Netflix, Cam. Let's think Netflix.
There's no Netflix shows on here.
It's all cable, I think.
It's all cable? Well, nobody. Yeah, I don't know anything on cable.
I don't have cable.
Is it like cable or network?
It's just all cable.
So this
cable.
Is just TV.
Yeah,
this is
TV.
So not even Netflix. Okay.
I already said that.
Okay.
I said right. No HBO either, and you keep guessing HBO shows for some reason.
Okay, okay. Calm down.
I'm perfectly calm.
Just calm down. All right.
I'm calm!
Is How to Get Away with Murder still
on
TV?
Ooh, it's still a thing. It's also on the DVR. Good guess. Cam's lockstep with Kendall, but no, not on here.
Jeopardy?
Good guess. No, not on here. Thanks for not dumbing it down and guessing Wheel of Fortune. Thank you for giving women proper respect that they like
that's
Jeopardy.
Not dumbing it down. A lot of people like Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is definitely a step below Jeopardy, though. They got a wheel they spin that's exciting. And
oh, man. Is Jane the Virgin still
theory?
A show?
Big Bang Theory? I don't think that's still theory? A thing anymore. Jane the Virgin?
Is that still a show?
I don't know if I've ever heard of Jane the Virgin.
Is this an exercise to just
I'm just
see
saying if any. I thought you guys would be able to get these, but you haven't been able
I
to.
Mean, I don't mind.
You guys give up? You just want to move
no,
on?
No, hang on. Let me just Google current TV shows 2019.
I'm surprised you didn't
the
guess
Good Doctor?
For women. The Good Doctor? No, not The
Game
Good
of
Doctor.
Thrones?
No, not Game of Thrones.
I'm out. I'm out.
Cam gives
I'm
up,
guessing
right?
It's mainly like nothing. Sitcoms.
Okay. You think women like sitcoms? Okay. You don't think women could like?
Are they? I know they like drama. Blackish?
Women like drama. Wow.
Blackish?
Blackish is not on the list.
Modern Family?
I do like Blackish, although
ooh,
I haven't watched
it. I do like
last
Modern Family.
Season or some. No Modern Family.
Sports Center?
Getting warmer.
Huh?
Finally. Getting
what?
Warmer.
College Game Day?
Colder. Colder.
The NBA show?
Colder.
NFL Today?
Okay, warmer.
Fox NFL Sunday?
That's number, I think, 4 on the list.
Yeah!
Really?
Got one.
Yeah.
Got
the 1 p.m. window on Fox.
Yeah, I think
I guess
it's,
they just
you think
sitting
it's
there with their husbands, maybe? Or are they all in the sports?
Wow. Wow. Cam doesn't think women can like football. Wow.
No, okay. I'm just surprised that many. Like,
wow.
I don't know a single girl
Fox
personally
NFL Sunday.
Watch
number 4, the 1 p.m. window on Fox NFL Sunday.
All right, here we go. So
I'm
how about tennis? Some kind of tennis?
Getting colder.
Wrong. Saturday
damn
Night
it.
Live.
Colder, getting wrong.
That's a good guess. Dateline NBC.
Colder.
48 hours.
Colder.
Mystery. 60 minutes.
Warmer.
The news.
Sunday
colder.
Sunday Night Football.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, number what? 2 on the list. Sunday
America.
Night Football.
Yeah. Hey, how about that?
Sunday Night Football,
right,
number 2.
Thursday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football, number 3
hey,
on the list.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? Women love the NFL.
All right, so you got what, 2...
All
three
right, I got
four.
One more. I got one more guess.
Okay.
Thursday Night Football.
Number 5 on the list. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
You're missing number 1.
So it's not football then. Or is it the America's Game of the Week?
America's Game of the Week. Eagles versus
hey!
Patriots.
Women love football.
Number 1, the CBS NFL national window.
How did they take this poll?
I don't know. I think
women,
they just went
18
with the ratings.
To 49.
I think they just went with the ratings.
We should have figured out this trend. Before,
yeah, because I was talking the NFL whenever we started this
yeah.
segment.
It took us like 10 minutes to figure out what was happening here.
Yeah, yeah. You guys aren't very quick on the
I figured it out, though.
You did.
I figured it out.
I mean, it took you guessing SportsCenter, me playing the warmer, colder game with you, but you eventually got there. You noticed you said 60 minutes, and I got warmer because you always hear the 60 minutes ads during the NFL
yeah.
CBS game.
60 minutes is a good program.
Yeah.
It does not get enough credit.
I think it gets a lot of credit.
They do real good journalistic stories.
I think it gets a lot of credit. I think when you think of real good journalism stories, you think of 60 Minutes, do you not?
Yeah, but they do those long form, you know.
I mean,
that's
what people give them credit for, though, right? I mean,
does it get enough credit?
I think so. It's still got that window right after NFL Sunday, which is the biggest lead in. Like, the CBS national window on Sunday is the biggest lead in to a show.
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, just from women of 14 to, or 18 to 49, at least. Does that surprise you that women, all 5?
Yes.
Football? Cam is obviously surprised. Cody is surprised.
Well, if they're just going by the ratings, it probably does include a lot of women that are at home with their husbands, and they're I mean, I don't think that's not sexist to say that women's husbands, a lot of them are probably watching NFL football and they're probably there with them because they're at home. And
I think you're still tying it into men. I think you're missing the point that I think women just like football.
I don't know a single girl personally that like sits and watches NFL football on Sundays. Yeah,
but
like,
most of the girls you know are young.
What about
they're in the age range.
They are in the age range. I hope at least.
Yeah,
but they're still out doing.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
They're still out doing other, you know.
Fake IDs these days. They're having the chicken from an early age. You never know.
They're out having casual sex and doing cocaine still. We're talking about women, like the 25 to 49 part.
You don't think 25-year-old women are still having casual sex?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, but I'm thinking, like married women. I'm thinking about married women. Okay. They're at home on Sunday with their families. And I think a lot of American families are watching the NFL.
I think less people are getting married, though. I don't know if you can just.
Well, yeah, millennials aren't
getting
married.
I don't know if you can think in that same
frame. I'd say that's half. Is that too much? Half of 25 to 49 are married?
I would almost say that's too much.
Really? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I feel like most of my guy friends.
I think
if I took like 20 of my guy friends, right? 20 of my closest guy friends.
That's a lot of friends to have.
I got a lot of friends. People like me. I would say out of 20 of my closest guy friends, 70% are unmarried. Definitely more people are unmarried than married.
Hmm.
You got any close friends that are married? I mean, you don't really have any friends. Cam, you got any close friends that are married?
I do.
Like, how does your percentage break down? Because like I said, if I took 20 guys I know, I would say that 70% of them are unmarried.
Yeah, I'd say I only, like, people I legit talk to, I'd probably only say, like, 3 or 4 yeah. married.
I mean, I don't really talk to anyone anymore, but I got several friends back home that are married.
Mo? Is Mo your buddy Mo from back
home? My buddy Mo from back home? No, he's not married.
Okay.
He's not married.
That's good.
He's got a steady girlfriend, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're not dating and have girlfriends or even live with them. I'm just saying if you're just looking through the lens of married and family, like I think that's a little antiquated because I think less people are married now than ever before.
Oh, yeah, millennials are not getting married. My only point is, though, the older to 49 crowd, 25 to 49 or 30 to 49, whatever you want to say, I think I'm not just saying that women are watching it because their husbands are watching it, but I think a lot of families together probably watch NFL football on Sundays.
I don't know.
So that doesn't surprise me too much.
If I'm just going through my, I don't know, I got 4 women in my family. My mom, my stepmom, my stepsister. I even throw, you know, my girlfriend in there, maybe my sister, so 5. I would say one of them at most watches NFL.
Is it because you're watching?
No, Kendall doesn't really like it. She goes upstairs. NFL Sunday, she usually goes upstairs and cleans or goes and does something. She doesn't like watching the NFL. Well, she'll watch NBA and basketball with me all day, but the NFL she doesn't watch. My mom will watch sometimes, and she likes the game of the weeks and stuff. Like she's one that, you know, has lost a lot of interest since Peyton retired because, I mean, she was a big Peyton fan. But
yeah,
she keeps up with the NFL. That would be the only woman in my life probably that does.
My mom watches Saturday football pretty
– My mom loves the Vols, and she'll keep up with some of that. And she cares about like the Alabama LSU games she was really into and stuff like that. So she does keep up with college football, but that same breakdown. My sister somewhat, she's kind of a weird Patriots Seahawks combo bandwagon fan. I don't know. So she'll watch their games sometimes. Mm. She also likes the Warriors and the Celtics, which is a little weird. Like I don't know.
I found one marriage stat if you kind of want it.
Sure.
In 2018, people 18 to 34 years old, 29% were married.
Yeah. That checks out with what I was thinking.
From like 1978, it was 59%.
So what was that age breakdown?
18 to 34.
Yes, I mean, that's like right where all my friends are. And you said 29% were married. I said 70% seem like they're unmarried. That checks out with my personal 20 people I know type
of
thing.
18 to 34 right now, only 29% are married?
Yeah.
And you said it was 59%, that same number?
1978.
Wow. That's a huge drop.
Yeah. It's half.
That's a massive drop. I mean, I know millennials are not getting married as much. I wonder why the drop is so big.
Because we realize marriage
in
is kind of a farce.
In 2017, 45.2% of adults over 18 were not married.
Say that one more time. Sorry, I was
in
talking.
In 2017, 45.2% of people over 18 were not married.
Okay. Hour one in the books. Hour two on deck. It's Talk Sports powered by Lloyd's Electric.